Nightmare Adventures of Biggles.
The first day on Inagua brings danger and excitement. With the afternoon almost past, Bertie is the only one who's experienced no thrills. Guarding the amphibian in Manowar Bay, he spent the day practicing on Harriet. Biggles and Tom Hamans have found the Vega, narrowly escaped capture by von Stahlhein and Sodatov, and are now on their way back to the plane. Ginger and Algy, striking overland in search of Hagen's papers, have survived an attack by a wild boar, an even more murderous attack by Napoleon Morgan, and now seem close to the hiding place of the missing plans. It is a broken-down hut by the lagoon's edge. Under a pile of palm branches in the corner, they find freshly turned earth. At once, they start to dig.
It all ties in. The flamingos, the lagoon, the hut near the edge, and now this earth. Keep digging, Ginge.
I'm not making much headway.
Never mind. Stick at it. I'm sure the papers are buried here.
Our hands aren't much good for this, Algy. We need proper tools.
We haven't got them. Our hands will have to do.
Well, watch yourself. There's a lot of broken shell mixed with this earth.
It's not going to stop me finding the papers.
But the dirt's too hard. We'll never scoop it away like this.
Get stuck into it again. We'll do it if we keep at it.
Ooh! What is it?
A hand. I gassed it on a shell. Have you got a handkerchief?
You better wash it first, hadn't you?
In a minute. Just wrap it up to stop the bleeding.
All right, but don't you let it go septic. There.
Thanks. Oh, confound it.
You know, we're getting nowhere, Algy. We'll have to face it.
And yet the papers are down there. They must be.
But how are we going to dig them out? We'll carve our hands to pieces.
All right, we'll find something else. We're not giving up.
There are the palm fronds. Do you think they do?
The spine's the only part that'll be any use. Try one.
Ah, no. It crumbles to bits when I put pressure on it. It's too old.
There's nothing else in the hut.
I've got a penknife. And there are our guns.
Well, try them. Anything's worth a go.
It's like digging the Suez Canal with a kid's wooden spade.
Well, see if your gun's any better.
Oh, exactly the same. We need something bigger and sharper. Hey, Algy, and you need to wash that hand. It'll be poisoned if you're not careful.
A shell. That might do it.
What?
There are broken shells in the earth. There must be more outside. Let's see if we can find some.
After you've washed your hand. We'll go to the lagoon and fix that first.
No need to drown me, Ginge. It's clean enough.
I've started the bleeding again. Hang on, and I'll put the handkerchief around it.
Oh, for Pete's sake, don't fuss. I want to get back to those papers.
Plenty of time. Yes, that'll do you.
Now, the shells. There must be shells about somewhere.
Oh, we're out of luck, Algy. There's nothing here except that salty mud.
But we saw them in the hut. They were mixed with the dirt. One good big shell. That's all we need.
There are probably hundreds of them a couple of feet under the mud, but if you don't mind, I'll confine my digging to the hut.
All right, a piece of wood. Now, where's there a decent tree?
Have you seen a decent tree on the island yet?
A piece of thorn bush would do,
but even that doesn't go in this part. We'd have to walk a mile for it. Oh, there are those cactus bushes, if they appeal to you.
They're no use. There must be something we could use as a digging tool.
I'm afraid we've picked the wrong place, old man.
But it's ridiculous.
No, it isn't. The island's not much better than a desert. That's all that's wrong. To find the sort of thing we want, we'll have to go back to the thorn bush.
Too late for that. Do you realize it's after 5?
Good grief, so it is. It'll be dark before we get back to the kite.
And I'm not going back until I've found those papers. Come into the hut again. Something might strike us.
I'm beginning to wonder if we aren't on the wrong track altogether.
What do you mean?
Well, I know the earth looked as if it had been dug, but we might have imagined it.
Of course it's been dug.
It looked like it on the surface, but it was darned heavy underneath. I think we're wrong, Algy. We're jumping to conclusions.
We aren't the only ones. Have a squint at this.
What? Footprints?
Yes, clear footprints in the mud. And made not so long ago. Your pal Napoleon Morgan's been snooping around here.
Those aren't Morgan's footprints.
How do you know?
They were his we saw on the beach. Narrow pointed shoes. These are broad and squat. Look.
And whose are they? He's the only bloke we know of who came through here.
There's Zolotov and von Stahlheim. Either of them could have made them.
I can't imagine old Eric wearing fat, stumpy shoes.
Zolotov?
He's not the type either. Morgan didn't give any indication that his pals were nearby, did he?
Not a mention of them. But that doesn't prove anything.
Maybe not. But I still feel footprints were made by someone quite different. Someone we haven't bumped yet.
Caesar's ghost, don't tell me there are more blokes after those darn papers.
There's nothing to suggest that the footsteps are connected with the papers, except that they're close to the hut. Let's look inside again.
What is there to look at? There's nothing in here but a pile of palm fronds.
Yes, there is. What's this?
A scrap of paper. Is that printing on it? Oh, it looks like an advertising wrapper.
By jingo, it is. An advertising wrapper for a film. Someone's undone an ordinary roll of photographic film in here.
Hagen. It must have been.
This isn't coincidence, Ginge. There are too many things tying in together.
Yes, there are. This must be the place where he hid the papers.
And they're under that loose dirt in the corner. Of all the rotten situations. We're within a foot or two of them and we can't get to them.
Holy smoke!
What the dickens is that?
The birds! Come here to the door and look at them. Huh? They're taking off.
Good grief. I didn't know there were so many flamingos in the world.
I did. We flew into a flock like that the other day. The kite disturbed them when we came down low.
Then something must be disturbing them now. What is it, Ginge? Can you see?
I can't see anything but birds for the moment. Look, they're still taking off.
Yes. Yes, there is something moving. I can see a black blob through them. It's coming this way.
It's a human being by the look of it. Still a fair way off.
I wonder...
Well, I can't see him very well. I can't even make out what he's doing.
Even so, those nesting grounds aren't far from here. It's the atmosphere. Notice how misty it's become.
What the blazes is that bloke up to? He seems to bob down every now and again.
I've got it. He's pinching the flamingo eggs.
Is that all?
It could get him into a spot of bother. It's illegal.
Well, so long as he's not pinching the papers that Hagen pinched, I couldn't care less.
Yes, that's what he's doing. He's carrying a big basket on his head. He bobs down, picks up an egg and puts it into the basket. Uh-oh, he's seen us.
He must have guessed we were coppers, looking at the way he's diving for those cactus bushes.
He can move fast for a fat bloke.
Yeah.
Well, he's safe now. I'm not going to chase him through the cactus.
A negro, wasn't he?
I think so. And that answers the riddle of the footprints. They must be his.
Yes, most likely are. I say, Algy, that isn't a man.
Eh?
Look, sneaking from behind the cactus. It's an enormous negress.
The old duck must have had a donkey tethered there. Hello there! Hello!
She must have seen your footprints, Algy. She knows you're a copper. I'd call that evading arrest at some speed.
She's certainly not going to stay and talk to us. Oh, well, what she does is none of our business.
Hello?
What's up? Rain. It's beginning to spit.
By George, it'll be doing more than that in a minute. The sky's black.
We'd better duck back to the hut.
Back to the kite, you mean? I don't want to be marooned in a tropical storm.
But we haven't found the papers yet.
We can come back tomorrow with a spade. Right now, I'm more concerned with my own skin than any secret plans. Let's head for the plane, Algy. Fast!
How far from the plane do you reckon we are, Biggles? I can't tell how far we've come since the rain started. But I should think we've about another mile to go.
Oh, that'll take us an hour. And there's the thorn bush to go through yet.
What'll the storm be like in an hour?
Ghastly. You can see how quickly it's building now.
Then we'll have to make the kite in less than an hour. Get a move on, Tom. We must be aboard before the storm reaches its height.
Oh,
carrier, though, darling. It's a joy to spend an afternoon alone with you. There's less crudity and harshness when those galoots aren't about. Sizzling sausages. It's raining. And blowing like billy-o.
Oh, you are a cot, Harriet. Why did you make so much belly row? I'd better have a look at this. I don't like the feel of the belly kite. The anchor's dragging, I thought so. Baked potatoes. We'll be aground in a minute.
Harriet, old dear, I hate to leave the boys in the wet. But if we stay here, they won't have a kite to come back to. We'll have to take off without them.
There's no fooling about Bertie now. He dashes forward to leap into action. Will his friends be safe marooned on the island? Are the missing documents really in the hut by the lagoon? Listen for exciting developments in the next chapter of The Air Adventures of Biggles.